SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. Donald Trump today at a huge rally in the Badger State.
Thank you very much, everybody. This is an honor. What a crowd this is. Look where that crowd goes. This is a big crowd. A very special hello to Wisconsin. We really appreciate it. We've had great success here.
Both Mr. Trump and Kamala Harris have been frequent visitors to Wisconsin this year, a state where four of the past six presidential elections have been decided by less than one percentage point. Several polls of Wisconsin voters conducted after Joe Biden withdrew show Harris and Trump in a pretty close race. Also, at SRNNews.com, Israeli journalist Haviv Rediger says the destruction of Gaza and its civilians was a key part of the Hamas war strategy from the very beginning.
It built 500 miles of tunnels for that very purpose. In 11 months of war, not a single Palestinian civilian has been allowed to step a single foot in any tunnel just to protect themselves.
With the recent Hamas murder of more Israeli hostages, Rediger says the Israeli government is now at a major crossroads.
The Israeli cabinet now has to decide whether to let the last hostages potentially die for the war effort, which is agonizing and painful and horrible decision to make, but militarily may well be the right one.
Rediger was interviewed this week on the Salem Radio Network. Evacuations ordered now as wildfire burns in the foothills of a national forest near Los Angeles. So-called blind fire is some 65 miles east of L.A. This is SRN News. A victory for religious freedom in federal court.
The 9th U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals has dismissed a suit filed by current and former students who don't like the fact that Christians are allowed to use federal aid to pay for tuition at religious schools. The plaintiffs want colleges and universities that refuse to embrace the LGBT agenda to be barred from getting federal dollars. But the court said no. In fact, federal law explicitly protects the right of religious schools to live out their convictions without penalty. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Sweetbriar College in Virginia has instituted a policy barring males from enrolling in the women-only school. That decision makes the school an outlier among the nation's diminishing number of women's schools, most of which have embraced transgenderism. Sweetbriar says the decision stems from the will of the founder, who died in 1900. That document requires it to be a place of girls and young women. This is SRN News. A sluggish jobs report is beginning to raise questions about what the Fed will do with interest rates later this month.
Hiring by America's employers picked up a bit in August, and the unemployment rate dipped for the first time since March. That's a sign that the job market may be cooling, but remains sturdy. Employers added 142,000 jobs, and the unemployment rate ticked down to 4.2%. The figures show a job market slowing under the pressure of high interest rates, but still growing. With inflation falling steadily back to the Federal Reserve's target, the Fed is preparing to cut its key interest rate. The mixed report on the job market raises the question of how large a cut the Fed will announce at its next meeting. Haya Pinjwani, Washington.
Still not exactly sure what has transpired in Kentucky at this hour, but a shooting on Interstate 75 just south of Lexington. Officials do say that interstate is shut down in both directions. More details at SRNNews.com.